Now we're going to go to a live segment where on the line we have a member of the Sunrise Movement. They've been very busy. Today, actually, they're going to be participating in a large youth-led climate strike and rally happening in Denver. But what they did yesterday is making the news this morning because it's a somewhat controversial tactic. It involves a letter being circulated that was on official city letterhead, but might not have been as real as everyone thought it was when it was circulated. So to get everything clarified on this action that took place yesterday, and we'll get information to you about the youth-led climate strike and rally happening today, we have Morgan Anker. She's communications director for Sunrise Colorado. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So before we dig into this, tell us what Sunrise Movement is.
So Sunrise Movement is a national youth-led movement to stop climate change and create millions of good jobs in the process. And what that looks like is really putting pressure on our leaders to support the Green New Deal.
Excellent. So we're going to get right into it. There's a report out in CPR today about how the Sunrise Movement yesterday distributed a fake letter to attendees at the Sustainable Denver Summit. And so I want to hear straight from you guys. Tell us about that action yesterday and what took place.
Yeah, so what we did is we wrote a letter as if it was from the Office of Sustainability, and we entered the summit and distributed it to attendees. And what the letter said was twofold. First, it was an apology for allowing Suncor to be the silver sponsor of the event because it's a really bad example of greenwashing, which is basically where you pretend to elevate the like sustainability or environmental factor of an actual polluting group for like profit and benefit. So there was that apology on the one hand, and then on the other hand, we closed the letter with the mayor's office and the office of the governor officially announcing a climate emergency. So this was a tactic that was very inspired by the group of the Yes Men. They're famous for different actions of impersonating fossil fuel executives and corporations to actually hold them accountable to being responsible for the damage they cause to people and the planet. So, yeah, we really wanted to mirror their tactics and show our leaders the steps that they could actually take action to make this reality that we were putting forward true.
And I definitely want to ask a little bit more about this tactic. But before doing that, can we just inform our listeners about Suncor? So tell us a little bit more about Suncor and why their participation in the Sustainable Denver Summit was problematic in your eyes.
Sure. So Suncor is a Canadian energy company, but in Colorado, people are extremely familiar with Suncor because they have a refinery just outside of Commerce City, and the pollution from the refinery has caused 80216 to be the most polluted zip code in the nation. So Suncor is extremely dangerous for Coloradans and the surrounding community. And also the refinery has some aging equipment that's always at risk of leaking and exploding. So it's really putting workers' safety in jeopardy. And Sunrise very much stands with workers in the fossil fuel industry because we believe that everyone deserves a just transition to this new, cleaner economy.
And as far as the tactic goes, we did see in the CPR article that a single member of the Denver city staff was quoted saying that the letter was not real, but also saying that they understand your concerns. I'm curious if you have heard from either Mayor Michael Hancock's office or other members of city staff in response to this action with the fake letter.
No, the only response we've gotten through them was actually through Twitter. They kind of responded on Twitter thanking us for our honesty and coming forward that the letter was false, which was always our intention. We were never trying to hold this out for an extended period of time, and saying that they agree that we need to act with urgency. And really our response was, well, if you do feel you need to act with urgency, then the mayor would follow through and would declare a climate emergency now. So,
and
yeah.
I must admit that as a member of the press, it was definitely quite shocking upon further researching everything that went on yesterday to find out that we as well here at KGNU had been sent a false press release. So it is part of the tactic that you've explained, but certainly can put some journalists on edge about getting press releases that say, you know, Mayor Michael Hancock's office has put out this letter, this is what it says. And it is on us as journalists to do our research and to find out that, in fact, where that letter came from. But I'm curious what your thoughts are being involved in this movement, what the response you're going to see from the public as well as from the press. Do you expect to see some backlash over this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think part of what any good movement work is going to do is it is going to polarize people. You can't really move forward until you garner strong opinions from both the public and leadership. So this is just a step that we kind of need to take to really get people awake and aware of what we're doing. And sometimes you do have to toe the line a little bit. I do want to really affirm that we completely trust the press and the media. We have 100% faith in journalism and the idea of truth. This was a very time-sensitive, limited untruth that we, of course, came out with a following press release that said, we wrote the letter, this is the tactic that we used to show kind of an alternate future and an alternate reality that we have the power to make true. So that's really important to us. And we also want to state that everything in the letter regarding Suncor and the argument we laid out is true. None of that is fabricated. So we are just kind of building off of the untruths that greenwashing always puts forward and that fossil fuel executives have fed to our nation since the 70s when they knew that climate change was real and was happening because of their emissions.
And in closing here, we do have this rally taking place today. Can you real quickly in the last moments that we have here, tell us what's going on today at this rally and just kind of give us an overview of what people can expect taking place in downtown Denver today?
Sure. Yeah. So we're really excited. We are joining over 260 cities in the United States in a climate strike that has the message of making this decade from 2020 to 2030 the decade of the Green New Deal. So our rally will be a march starting at Union Station at 11 a.m. And then we will march to the Capitol, and we'll have a rally at the Capitol from roughly 12:30 to 2. And what's really special is the whole march and rally was completely planned by the Colorado Youth Coalition. So it's completely youth-planned and youth-led, and all of the speakers at the rally are under the age of 23. So we're really highlighting the youth perspective because this is our future we're fighting for. We're going to have to deal with the consequences of our leaders right now.
And that was Morgan Anker, Communications Director for Sunrise Colorado, speaking to us about today's youth climate rally taking place in Denver, as well as the Sunrise Movement's actions at yesterday's Sustainable Denver Summit. Morgan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Hannah Lee.